What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you listening to the Rare Breed Theory. All my diehard listeners, hit the like button. Did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, just join me on Patreon for $5 a month. And make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you follow me on the alternate platform. MGTOW.TV, BitChute, Locals, or Discord. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you can do is watch this video to the end, or at the very least, halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now, let's get into the video. He gonna die. I'm gonna have it one day. Yeah, a lot of guys sit back with their pink do-rag and cry in their room, looking at TikToks, looking at all the guys who are in relationships, thinking the grass is greener on the other side, but it's not. What don't get shown on TikTok is all the fights, the drama, the stress. It don't show when the bitch getting on his nerves. The point is, you're not missing out on as much as you think you are, pink do-rag, man, or whatever the hell you got on your head. We don't get it
one day. My own god truck, what the fuck?
And she drives it better than
you. Yeah, see, I never let nobody drive my shit. I don't care what the situation is. Even times when I had a hoopty. Okay, let me keep it real. I still got a hoopty. But I don't let nobody drive that. I don't know. I just got to think about it. And I damn sure ain't letting some chick drive it. Because we all know women don't know how to drive. I mean, okay, I'm not going to generalize. Some do, but most don't.
What is something that you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud?
Women who don't have their husbands or boyfriends in their bio or in their caption or not even a picture are hoes. I said what the f*** I said. Women who say, oh my god, I hate all men. If you haven't been abused, have had a real serious encounter with a man, and you're saying you hate men but have brothers, good fathers, good men in your life.
First off, don't deal with chicks who heavy on Instagram and Snapchat and all those type of social media sites. They're on those sites to promote themselves to see if they can get a higher bidder or a better man. They still shopping. So me, I wouldn't date a chick who really heavy into all that social media stuff, other than maybe on Facebook and maybe look at dog and cat videos from time to time, something like that. This is the same chick from another TikTok I went over with the crazy tattoo on the front of her chest. Now you notice in the other video, she was all dialed up. She showed her whole top half, her face, everything. But now that she's fresh out of bed, no makeup, not dialed all up. She's just showing her nose and mouth and shit. Coincidence? I think not. These women hate to show their true selves.
It makes no sense. Make it make sense. You're going to have a son one day. It makes no god sense. Y'all the same girls who will literally be getting by a dude. Have a dude change your tire. Have a dude change your oil. Have a dude help you. Ma'am, how about you stop doing that? Because you hate men so much. Live by that. Women lie just as much as men, probably 10 times better. They just won't tell you that, but I will. 9 times out of 10, the women on here who call me a pick-me, baby, guess what? You're only calling me a pick-me because I'm not standing with you guys on your fake and I'm actually calling you out and you don't like that because you're used to fake in your life. You wish. Correction on the whole part, y'all just don't like your man. That's why you don't post.
Whoa, hold on. Let's see what this simp said. I'm only good enough to send you all my money. LOL. I don't deserve to see your beautiful body. LOL. Do you think his pathetic comments aren't as pathetic if you put LOL after them? You want 200 more? LOL. I gotta walk to the bank, though. This is sad, but hey, some men have this fetish of tricking on women. You know, some dudes like feet. Some dudes like big fat chicks. And some dudes just like tricking off their dollars on a nothing-ass broad.
I know this is going to be a hot take, so everyone stay with me. Men who work out, y'all get a lot of hate, especially on TikTok, I feel like, because some of you are douchebags. But men who work out are way more accepting of women's bodies than men who don't work out. And I feel like people think it's the opposite, maybe because the guy has a great body, and so maybe you think he'd be more picky and choosy about the girl's body that he did.
No, you know what I think it is? I think that's just their game. See a chick in the gym who look like she may have some body issues and come up to her and say how understanding you are of having body issues. Because you had body issues at one time. And it probably worked like a charm, especially if it's a nice looking guy with a nice body. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that get him every time. But women don't understand reality and have a hard time with logic, so she don't get it.
Dates? No. I mean, he might want to go after a girl who also lifts because of shared interests, but it's not about her body. Honey, the men who work out, they are the closest to understanding what it's like to be in a woman's body in today's society than any other man I've ever met, because they know what it's like to have body dysmorphia. They know how hard it is to, like, meet physique goals and expectations.
Okay, but did any of those guys put a ring on it? That's the question. That's the real question. And then I want to point out, don't date gym thoughts. Bitches who are always in the gym with something tight on. No. They're not for marriage or relationships or having kids with. Well, most women aren't, but just another red flag. And also check out all the piercings in their ear all the way up to the top. Another red flag. A sign that a woman has a rebellious spirit.
And so those men, man, you give them a chance. Like those feminist lifters, I see you. You go.
Okay, your man cheated, and you screwed his dad and put it on OnlyFans. So pretty much everybody in this equation is a scumbag. The guy for cheating, you for effing his dad, the dad for effing his son's girl. Just a whole circle of scum.
Getting educated tonight. HSV 1 and 2 are both spread the same way through skin-to-skin contact. They are not tested for generally in a normal STD-STI panel. You have to ask specifically for a herpes test because the way that they test for it is either in the blood or an active.
And yes, we all know how she knows all this from personal experience.